on the air.
You're on the air.
Whoa, am I on the air?
On the air!
What's going down?
Very exciting, big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
You're not really listening to me, are you?
I feel great, man. I feel great!
Moron, you're on the air.
You're listening to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. If you care about Ohio, if you care about fraud, if you care about misrepresentation, if you care about fixing our unethical state government, do I have a show for you today? I've got great guests lined up, live exclusive interviews. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got State Rep Jennifer Gross, who is right on top of the issue here regarding Medicaid fraud and the hundreds of millions of dollars, quite possibly billions of dollars, surprisingly, Somali fraudsters. Somali fraudsters throughout Columbus are playing an integral part in all of this, and the local media is not covering this at all. It's insane to me. So we've got her, we've got our state reps, Ron Ferguson, who is here in studio, live exclusive interview. He is going to be talking about photo ID and this scam that is being perpetrated by the powers that be in Columbus, the rhinos. Huffman, is that the guy's name? Huffman, is that his name?
That's our speaker.
All right, that's the bad guy, right?
There's the bad guys are anybody standing in the way.
Yeah, he didn't disagree with me, folks. He didn't disagree. He's a very good politician. He really is. So we've got all of that. It is on all the great radio stations, River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. And Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, the force multiplier of truth. We also have breaking news regarding the Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston and the new bishop. I'll give you the latest on that as well. And please share. You can see the show on Facebook, River Talk. River Talk Facebook page, the River Talk Facebook page. If you care about doing anything to end the unethical and corrupt goings-on in Columbus and the state of Ohio, post and share this Facebook live stream everywhere. So, Ron Ferguson, first, congratulations. You really kicked ass in the election, the GOP primary. Way to go. Way to go, dude. Way to go. Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Look, I don't want to take all the credit because, you know, I was talking a lot about and supporting you. That wouldn't be right. I mean, and everybody knows how strongly Dimitri feels about humility. But, boy, I predicted that you would win in a landslide, and that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, it was, over 60% of the vote. Awesome. Luckily, the voters really were able to see the truth versus the lies because that's what it really boiled down to. Now I have a pretty specific mandate, which is to continue fighting for that America First agenda. It's what I'm doing. That's what I've done. And that's a lot of what we're going to talk about, I think, here in just a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah. But still, I like the autopsy of Hoagland. What a jerk this guy was. I couldn't believe all the money they spent. How much money did they spend trying to defeat you and you ended up crushing them? How much money did they spend?
Over $1.5
million. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They must really hate you in Columbus.
And the sad thing is that $1.5 million should have been used to defeat Democrats in November.
Exactly. But the bigger threat to the rhinos is anybody, Republican, who dares stand up to them. People don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand that. They really don't. Well, congratulations again.
That was
just really, really impressive. And couldn't be happier for you. You also turned me on to this guy, Marcel Strebich. Very impressive guy. Air Force, intelligence, retired. I had him in here, live exclusive interview. Ran for the GOP primary nomination for Secretary of State. Did not win. The other guys, they spent so much money. God, they spent so much money. And the corruption in Columbus is beyond belief. The Republican Party seems to be morally bankrupt. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I'll tell you. So Marcel's opponent, Robert Sprague, donated $16,000 to my opponent. He was part of the $1.5 million.
Are you serious? Yes. Oh, jeez.
And all in cahoots.
They're all, it is the absolute the worst. So Marcel was talking about this scam going on in Columbus regarding the something with the Constitution, where they want the voters to think that something important is actually going to be done to the Constitution, but really it's just another scam. So give us some background here on voter ID and a photo photo ID for voting?
Yeah, so right now in the state of Ohio, we only have photo ID if you vote in person. So for everybody that goes and votes on election day, you must show a photo ID. If you go early to the Board of Elections, you must show photo ID. But the place that is wide open is the place that's the most concerning, and that's the mail. You do not need to show any photo identification by mail. I actually have a bill, House Bill 577, that would close the mail-in loophole. It would require those who vote by mail to show photo identification. You would include a photocopy of a valid photo ID. They already do this in North Carolina, so we would become the second state to do it. It's the right thing to do.
Only the second state?
Only the second state to do it.
You got to be kidding me. Really?
Right. Yes. Well, in North Carolina, it had actually been passed several years ago. It was held up in the courts. Imagine that. The Democrats sue for everything. But it's made its way all the way through the courts. And in 2024, they actually had their first election where it was officially in effect because the courts had ruled in their favor. And 2024 election was great, 2025, 2026. So, you know, we've looked at North Carolina, and it's a it's been a successful model so far.
So you would think it'd be a no-brainer for Ohio, which I always had thought had clean government. I no longer think that, by the way. You would have thought that Ohio would have gone, oh, yes, well, we care about good government and best practices and all of that, you know, good stuff. But no.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just really been proposed. Of course, we just talked about my election. There was nobody in the Columbus establishment that really wanted me to get a win. So they punished all of Ohio for that. And by get a win, what I mean is they did not want to pass my photo ID by mail bill because they didn't want me during my primary election to say, look, I'm a leader on photo ID. So in order to punish Ron Ferguson, they decided to punish all of Ohio. But now we're free and clear of that. The voters have spoken. We need to do the right thing. The right thing to do is close the mail-in loophole, and it's the fair thing to do. It is fundamentally unfair to require those that vote in person to hold them to a standard that you do not hold people who vote by mail to. We just want the same standard for everybody.
Can't you hire some slick lawyer? I know conservatives typically don't have good lawyers. Well, they don't, and they have no spines and all of that. It's really quite pathetic. But could you find one who could make that argument before the state Supreme Court saying, hey, this is clearly unfair to voters and that this has to be overturned so that the photo ID requirement also applies to mail-in?
We could, but the voters in Ohio have given us a supermajority Republican legislature. We should take action ourselves, like we have the power to do, rather than going to the courts, force the Democrats to go to the courts, because they'll complain about it just like they did in North Carolina. And in the end, our justice system, I'm confident, will prevail. And in Ohio, it'll be the law of the land.
But what good is having a supermajority in Columbus or Charleston, for that matter, if the Republican Party is filled with undocumented Democrats, Republicans in name only?
I would agree with you. I mean, you know, you look, I don't know if you've really looked at this or not, but on another topic, you talked about West Virginia. Did you see the girl at John Marshall that came in second place that should have gotten first place?
No, what's the story with this now?
So a biological boy just won a West Virginia state championship in the shot put, and a girl at John Marshall finished in second place.
Oh, for God's sake. We got to get Laura Wakeham Chapman in here to talk about that. That's unbelievable.
That's where I saw it, was on Laura's Facebook.
Oh, she's the best. God, is she great. She really
that's
is.
That's where I saw it.
So I thought that in West Virginia, Morrissey banned that.
They did, and the Democrats sued, so it's held up in the courts.
So they're still trying to decide in the courts whether Morrissey's
correct.
My God in heaven, this is unbelievable. We definitely have to get Laura and Chapman back in here.
And the shot put, the boy who beat the girl won by 2 feet. I mean, that is a lot in the shot.
But
it's a biological advantage.
This is unbelievable. We've got to do something about this. There's no question, about that. So back to Columbus and this rotting system, this rotting Republican Party that we have. And the next, you think it's bad with my guest here in studio with Ron Ferguson, a state rep, live exclusive interview. Wait till you hear the next hour with State Rep Jennifer Gross, who is also a principled conservative who is going after fraud in Medicaid. And the numbers are staggering. They're absolutely staggering. And this is all the Republican Party. It's not like you can blame the Democrats for any of this, as far as I can tell, anyway.
Yeah, so what I would say is these problems have existed since kind of the old guard of the Republican Party. We have an opportunity right now, here and now, to take action on the photo ID, to take action on the Medicaid fraud, and people like Jennifer Gross and I are pushing hard to do that. We need to make sure that we get it right and show people today's new America First conservatives that are in the legislature are going to lead on things that Ohioans care about.
You say America First. Is that an official trademark name? Or no, seriously, I don't know if it does it belong to, like, you know, some group or organization, or is it, could I say, hey, I'm America First?
Well, anybody could certainly say it. My opponent even said it about me. He said I was America First, not him.
Yeah.
So I think
Hogan,
you just
was the dumbest. God, honest to God. I mean, God bless him for being a retired Navy SEAL. God bless him for his service. But that was one of the dumbest, most inept campaigns I'd ever seen, except for Tom Willis's against Shelley Moore Capito, which I believe he threw it on purpose, by the way, which is a whole different story. But my God, he was bad.
So you said, can you say it? Anybody can say it, but actions speak louder than words. That's what it comes down to. Look at the things that somebody's voting on. Look at the bills they're putting forward. Putting forward something like photo ID, that is America First. Why? Because we only want Americans voting in American elections. There's no better way to prove somebody's an American than a photo ID. That's why this is supported by over 70% of Democrats, 95% of Republicans.
But not in Columbus. But not in Columbus.
No. No, not in Columbus.
All right. Well, let's.
But across America.
Well, yeah, but what good is it? I mean, when the Republican establishment in D.C., you know, which is Shelley Moore Capito and John Thune and Mitch McConnell and the rest of them, you know, want to undermine and want to make sure that the elections remain rigged, because that, I think that's how they stay in power in the primaries. Yeah. I think that's how their big, you know, it's not the general election for them. It's the primaries for them to make sure the Ross Perot Tea Party candidates, the pro candidates, the Tea Party candidates, the MAGA candidates don't win primary elections. I think that's the real secret here with these people.
Why you see $1.5 million come into my race?
It's unbelievable. How much did you spend?
About $250,000. So it's about 6-1.
Oh my God! You were able to raise $250,000.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Now, was it mostly because you were on my show so much and that gave you credibility and gave you a bigger platform?
I'm sure that helped.
Could you say that without sneering? Could you at least try to say that without sneering? I'm trying to get some credit here. It's not working out too well. Lots more questions here regarding our very special guest, State Rep Ron Ferguson, the 96th District, Ohio, which covers Jefferson, Harrison, or just
Jefferson
and Belmont and
Monroe
counties. Okay, more along the river, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So more with him, and I'm going to be asking him some very tough questions in this next segment. So make sure you stay tuned for that live exclusive interview. It's on Facebook. Share this everywhere. River Talk Facebook page. Share it now.